Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and this is Girl Tales.
Thanks, Ellie, for introducing us to the show. Ellie joined us at the Girl Tales Women's History Month event back in March. Grown-ups, if you'd like to stay up to date on future in-person events, you can follow us at Girl Tales on Instagram and TikTok, or join my newsletter in our show notes. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, the host of Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. It's our last episode of the season! Oh gosh, we've had 36 new stories, 2 new series, 3 live events. We got to meet some of you in person. We won some big awards with your help. We made holiday stories for some of you, but my favorite part of it all was coming back every Monday to meet with you. We went on magical journeys together, didn't we? What could be better than that? We're going to take a break this summer, but we will be back in the fall. I hope you all have wonderful summers. Enjoy it. And always, always remember, I believe in you. Before we get started, I'd like to send some very special shout-outs to Caroline in Carrollton, Texas, Zoe and River in Duluth, Minnesota, and wish a very happy birthday to Maeve, Piper, Sasha Rubart, Poppy, Ada Piper, Georgina Calidora, Zoe Christensen, and Nell Burbank in Des Moines, Iowa. Nell, Zoe, Georgina, Ada, Poppy, Sasha, Piper, Maeve, River, Zoe, and Caroline, thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. I hope you have an awesome summer. Grown-ups, while we are pausing on making new episodes this summer, we will be back in the fall. So if you'd like to support us, please head to patreon.com/girltales to make sure we have a next season. Your support keeps us going. Thank you so much. Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. Now, on to our episode. This is another Tailblazer tale. That means it's a story written with the help of the Tailblazers who came to the WBUR event in Boston. There were a few words we needed help with to make it just perfect, and they did just that. This is Franny's Musical Monster. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine, who many of you might remember, Dr. Franny K. Stein. Franny is Freshwater's resident scientist and inventor. She's a bit of a wild scientist type, and some have rumored that she's maybe on the evil side. But Dr. Stein and I are great friends, and she's always so happy. I don't think she has an evil bone in her body, except for maybe her funny bone, which she sometimes pretends is telling jokes, and that does weird me out a bit. Last week, Dr. Franny K. Stein invited me over to see her latest invention. And I say invited, but it was more of a scream yell at my door.
Rebecca, come over my house this instant!
Sherlock and Cheese started howling when she came by. It was such a big excitement that I had almost thought it was an emergency. Like maybe my roof was on fire, or maybe even swim rooms were falling from the sky. But no, it was nothing scary like that. Just that she had invented something more amazing than she'd ever invented before. And I had to see it. When I got to her lab, I noticed that the scent of ziti pasta was pouring out of her chimney. And I swear I could see blue ooze coming from the windows. Inside wasn't much better. To get in, I had to duck under a zip line and wind around the biggest tulip I had ever seen. "What is it that you are making?" I asked in frightened excitement. Franny was silent, but kept leading me further into her lab. Now I was walking past live phoenixes and tanks of rainbow sharks. And then we walked past a wax sculpture of Justin Bieber that I swear winked at me. Finally, Dr. Stein took me into a big open room where a large machine was sitting under a white sheet. She pulled the sheet off with a whoosh, and under it, she revealed a trombone, four saxophones, and a pair of oversized drums. It was almost like a setup for a band, but in place of where there would be people to play the instruments, there were tubes and wires connecting each instrument together, which then connected them to what looked like a statue of a whale holding a giant lever. Franny stood back and said with big celebration and pizzazz, "I call it the song selector or the melody maker. I can't decide. Maybe the jingle generator? Doesn't matter. Not only does this invention have the ability to play any song that has ever been written, but it also can and will create any kind of song you'd ever wanted to hear. The world will sing its praises. Want to give it a try? What kind of song do you want to write today?" I was taken aback. Any song in any style or type of music that I had ever wanted to hear? I wasn't sure, but I had to try this new invention. So I thought and I thought, and I came up with an orchestra song about winning a whistling contest on the 4th of July. Franny lit up with joy. "I love orchestra. What harmony we are in. Here, put these on. You'll want them." She handed me a pair of oversized sunglasses that I put on right away. And with that, she pulled the heavy lever attached to all of the tubes and wires, and the machine started moving. Soon enough, I knew where that scent outside had been coming from, because blue bubbles were coming out of the trombone, and it smelled like ziti pasta. No idea why, but there it was. And I almost jumped out of my boots when the drums started shooting lavender lightning bolts. But what really had me spooked was when all of the lights started blinking, and all I could hear were tiny little phoenixes running on what sounded like 178 hamster wheels. Then everything went dark, and all of the sounds stopped. Finally, a small spotlight shone on the machine, and it looked like the instruments were about to play. First, there was silence, and then it began. But something wasn't quite right. The saxophones were not making their brr, 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 brr sounds. But instead, all I could hear was that clanging of a drum, and instead of trombone sounds, I heard the horn from an old Lamborghini. I could tell it was from a Lamborghini because Pippa and I used to drive a Lamborghini through freshwater. Franny turned the lights back on and turned off the melody maker. She looked disappointed. "Oh no, oh no, I was sure I had fixed this. I'm not jazzed about this at all. Just give me 1 second, or a measure of rest, as we say in the song composing biz." She ran over to the machine and started unplugging tubes and wires. She was working so fast that it was almost a blur trying to watch her every move. Soon, bolts and screws were flying everywhere, and I saw her using a wrench from the wall, and then she began revving electric gloves. Not only were bolts and screws flying, but also rose petals? And then so many tape cassettes and CDs. For those of you who don't know, that's what grown-ups used to listen to music on. I swear I saw all of Taylor Swift's collection flying through the air. Then she was back. Okay, try two. This time, you're going to get your orchestra song about losing a whistling contest on President's Day. It's going to be off the charts. I wanted to remind her that it was on the 4th of July and about when I won the whistling contest, but maybe I could wait. The lever was hit again, and the machine whirred and buzzed and hummed, and I swear I could hear the beat of an orchestra song starting up. But then all of a sudden there was a huge crash and a big flash of smoke, and all the drums fell over, and the trombone hopped up so high I think it went through the roof. And then the group of saxophones jiggled and jaggled until they had broken into little pieces. Dr. Stein let out a cry. Oh, no! I just wanted to make you a new song, but everything's gone wrong. Maybe we should have added a big gong? I tried to calm her down. Don't worry, Franny. This was the most fun I've had all week. So much spectacle and incredible colors. We didn't make an orchestra song, but that was probably the best show I have ever seen. Also, I think there might be an easier way to write a new amazing song. Did you know that Cupid in Town plays the harp? And I think Nessie once recorded a solo album on the saxophone. I myself have always wanted to learn how to play the trombone, and it's a small secret, but I've heard Steve and Polly Squirrel perform as a drums duo down in Florida over the winter. I bet if we all got together and practiced a bit, we could write our own orchestra song about winning a whistling contest on the 4th of July. Maybe we could even get good enough to write one for President's Day, too. Dr. Stein looked like she was about to cry, but I couldn't let her be defeated. What do you say? Want to learn how to play the trombone with me? Dr. Stein looked me in the eyes and wiped back the smallest little tear and said, Oh, Rebecca, you're singing my song. Why didn't I think of that? After we detached the instruments and cleaned up all of the rose petals, bubbles, screws, and Taylor Swift CDs, we set up a band room for practicing. Next week, we have our first rehearsal. Also, I sent a message to Iris the Rainbow Goddess about it all, and she wants to be our lead singer. I think by the end of the summer, we might have something really special to share. Now we just need a name. So far, I'm voting for Dr. Fran and the Phoenixes, but Polly says he'll only vote for the Whistling Contest Whales. I guess we'll see. That was Franny's Musical Monster, written by Harry Poster and the Tailblazers at our Boston event. Produced by Megan Begala. Performed and executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you. The Anna Princess.